coast to coast on the World Wide Web. This is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. Hey everybody, Norm Borg from the home office at Rideau Carlton Raceway, home of this year's Ontario Sire Stakes Grassroots Championships, a first for Rideau, and the home of next week's Trot National Handicapping Championships, another first here at RCR. We're going to talk about both those. You're going to get a twofer on this edition of Trot Radio. One of the individuals has been very busy putting together the Ontario Sire Stakes Grassroots Championships to be held at Rideau is, of course, the racing director, Terry Lance, on the under end of our line. Terry, it's looking real good for Sunday. I understand the weather's calling for, weatherman's calling for some improvement.
Yeah, I've been in looking at the extended forecast. It's Thursday now, but Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday is supposed to be sunny here, so right in the smack dab in the middle of it is Sunday, which our grassroots finals, and looks like a beautiful day and a beautiful night, I hope.
Yeah, and I think speed's going to be the order of the day, because even last Friday during the two-year-old eliminations or semifinals, on and off track, those individuals put up some pretty good times. I know that on Sunday there were a lot of personal bests recorded, so I think we're going to see a lot of quick miles over the Rideau Oval on Sunday.
I believe we will, Norm. We saw a track record with a trot and two-year-old trot and filly of Mark Stacey's. Canada Cool set a track record of 159-1 on a very windy, cool, wet night. You know, I was out there eight times doing trophy presentations, so I know what it was like. And for her to put in that kind of mile, and for the rest of them to put in those kind of miles, something to really look forward for Sunday.
You were up there eight times, and you presented six, I guess, trophies to Jody Jameson.
Yeah, it seemed to be Jody Jameson night at the races there on Friday. He won six of the eight, and he was second by a nose in another one, so he almost swept the whole card. Had a couple more wins, I believe, on Sunday, so it sets up for a real good night of racing here on Sunday. There's some it's hard to believe that these are the grassroots horses, because I think a lot of them at right now in their season could go up with a lot of gold horses. In my eye, anyways.
Well, I have to agree with that, based on what we've seen. Grassroots sometimes tends to be looked, maybe not down on, but thought to be below gold. But what we're seeing is every bit as good as gold, and it's great that it's happening here at Rideau. First time in our history, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right. It'll be the richest night of racing in the history of Rideau Carlton. It's been around since 1962, so a special night and a very special program. I'm a huge supporter of the Ontario Sire Stakes. It helps improve the caliber racing for the province of Ontario, even when these horses are done racing as 2 and 3 year olds.
Well, yeah, and you can always point to an OSS graduate, because they usually do just as well, if not better, when they become aged horses.
So, absolutely. You know, we have two of our major races here, the Frank Ryan and Des Smith. You know, you always see graduates of the Ontario Sire Stakes in both of those races year in and year out.
It is going to be a great Sunday. We look forward to it. We're going to be seeing you out there, of course, making the trophy presentations on behalf of Rideau Carlton Raceway. Should be a great night of racing. The Ontario Sire Stakes Grassroots Championships, first time at Rideau. Terry Lance, Racing Director of Rideau Carlton Raceway, thanks for this.
Thank you very much, Norm, and I'm sure we'll put on a great show.
I sell the tips on the horses. I got us something that they can't lose, $1.
No, some other time. I'm sorry. I'm betting on Sunup. Some other time, huh?
Hey,
$2 on Sunup.
Hey, come here. Sunup is the worst horse on the track.
I notice he wins all the time.
Just because he comes in first.
Not only is Rideau hosting the Ontario Grassroots Championships, it's also hosting for the first time the Trot National Handicapping Championships, and the gentleman on the other end of my line has direct involvement in both. Glenn Bechtel is an owner of four that are in to go in the OSS, and he's also one of the finalists in the Trot National Handicapping Championships. Glenn, welcome to Trot Radio.
Thank you, Norm.
Pretty exciting stuff. You've got four in to go on Sunday. You've got a good shot at getting your picture taken at least two of them.
I hope so. I'm not sure which two. They always seem to surprise which ones.
Well, you've got J.M. Annie, which I love the way this filly raced, along with Havocadabra. You've got Modern Music and Duchess Sealster.
J.M. Annie will be interesting because Mark Stacey has another horse in the race called Canada Cool, who will be at the front of the bus, and I would guess that J.M. Annie will be at the back of the bus.
Well, she sure ran him down last time and overcame a break before the start.
Absolutely. It's actually quite fascinating. That horse, J.M. Annie, her third dam is a horse called The Waiting Game, which is the first mare my brother and myself ever owned.
Really?
So we actually, after we agreed to buy into the partnership and with Landmark, and we heard that he had bought that horse, we looked her up on Trackit and said, wow, that's sort of a long time ago, but there's a family we used to own.
You're also one heck of a handicapper. You're in the Trot National Handicapping Championship a week from Sunday here at Rideau. What is your strategy towards handicapping in these tournaments? Because it's a bit of a different strategy than just going to the track and playing your horses.
Well, it's actually interesting. I'm probably at a disadvantage because I actually won mine by guessing who would be the highest yearling prices at the Standard Bred Canada sale.
Oh, that's right,
which
too.
Might be a little bit more of my expertise, although I have played horses for 25, 30 years, so I've been on that side of the window as well. My guess is what will win it is that one or two horses that somehow you can pull out of the program that have had some problems, are coming up to a good race, might have a bad post position, something that's not easy to see in the program and that the wagering dollar doesn't show up on. I don't think you're going to win it by winning four, having $10 winners and picking seven of them. That's a hard thing to do, or 10 in the night. You're going to need that $40 winner.
Mm-hmm.
And the hard part is figuring out which one is going to be overlooked by the public.
Yeah, and you don't always want to get off of a favorite because you may end up looking silly. I know that last Saturday for the Breeders' Crown, I think I had about five winners or six winners, but they were all chalk, so that doesn't mm-hmm. help you in terms of the tournament itself. So you're right, you got to look for that.
I hope people do play favorites because, quite honestly, I tell people all the time when I go to off tracks and that to bet, picking a winner is easy. Making money is the hard part. And if you pick five favorites, you might have five winners and then lose the last race and go home with less money. So I think to win the contest, personally, I think you've got to have some high price payers. And I think my angle will be to try to find some horses that have had some good form with maybe one or two bad lines. In fact, my horse that won the semifinal the other night is a perfect example. She finished second two starts ago to Stonebridge Diva, who has won all five of her grassroots races.
Right.
She had the two hole, but she went off at 25-1.
Yep.
Because her last race, being an owner, I knew this, that she had had a pretty bad week. She actually had a physical ailment in the race, and she got beaten in Woodbine by 15 lengths, came home in 33 seconds. Susie Kerwood did a great job with her during the week, getting her back, solving some of her physical issues, and she won. So she went from trotting 202 over Woodbine to 58 over Rideau.
Yeah.
And that's the type of horse that pays $50, and you got to just, you know, sometimes you look silly because they'll race back to the exact same bad race because the problem wasn't solved. But I think to win this contest, you have to take those chances, and looking silly isn't really an issue because if you bet horses, you know how to look silly. That's pretty easy to look silly most nights.
Yeah, well, it's like baseball. You know, if you only hit 30% of the time, you're
exactly.
considered a superstar. It's interesting you mentioned, you know, having that, some would call inside knowledge. But for those of us that may not necessarily have that kind of insight, it just means we have to do our homework more. If we see that a horse has put up a bad line, I think it's up to the individual to say, okay, why did that happen?
Exactly.
Or even cut them some slack and say, hey, look, off night.
A lot of the times, you quite honestly, in horse racing, I think, and owning them or even as a bettor, you have to sometimes know you have to know that there's a question and you know that, but you don't have the answer. Mm. But it's always about price. You know, if there's a question on a favorite, don't bet it. If there's a question on a really long shot and you can sort of think I might have the answer, it's worth taking a chance sometimes, and I think that's who's going to win it. I don't think you'll see it'll be $10 winner, $10 winner. I think it'll be someone who gets one or two $40 plus winners.
And when you're getting behind a $40 winner, you've got to do some trip handicapping as well.
Absolutely. In fact, I have a friend who's a fabulous trip handicapper who will catch a lot of very large tries because he figures out who he thinks will be sitting in the two hole. And even though the horse has shown no ability to win races, they can sometimes trip out, and I think there will be that.
Well, you look very well positioned here, both as an owner and as a handicapper. Glenn Bechtel, we wish you the best of luck at the Grassroots Championships and in the Trot National Handicapping Championship.
Thank you very much, Norm.
Thanks for being on Trot Radio.
Okay, then. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. And that's it for this edition of Trot Radio. I am off to call some races and some OSS championships and have me one great time at the old track. Trot Radio is a presentation of Standardbred Canada in cooperation with Board Communications.